like, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of reality. So, bringing that back to what happened today, I could ignore the fact that my relative strength scanner had an issue, but I can't ignore the fact that it caused a problem for me.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Are you looking to take the guesswork out of trading? Well, you need to get the Secret Investing Book. It's the underground playbook that 10-Minute Stock Traders are using to take the guesswork out of trading every single day. You can get your free copy over at secretinvestingbook.com. That's secretinvestingbook.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and watch all of our past episodes over at sharevision.com. Mike was muted. That totally threw off my flow. Good afternoon, traders. Happy Thursday to you. Happy October 6th. Year of our Lord 2022. Today has been chop suey in the market. I've been watching it all day, just because I can. And like, you zoom out just a little bit, it's been up and down and up and down and up and down. There have been no day trades because it's been up and down and up and down and up and down, right? Of course, love the opportunity to play the game. But also, following the rules keeps you out of trouble. So I hope you guys are having a fantastic Thursday. There is a chance. I'm going to put it at a 50-50 chance right now that I will be absent from tomorrow's trading room. If I'm absent from tomorrow's trading room, let's do what we did before and use the Discord. The family is all home from school. Monday's a holiday in the market. Monday's Columbus Day. And so, of course, the school's like, well, if Columbus Day's a Monday, that means they got to be out of school Thursday and Friday and Monday. And so I'm like trying to entertain everybody all day. And tomorrow I'm like, hey, why don't we go to the State Fair? Because the State Fair of Texas is like 30, 40 minutes from here. And we haven't been to the State Fair since before COVID. And then even the year, so 2019 was the last time we tried to go. And I'll never forget this. We're driving around, and it happens to be the day of the Cotton Bowl, which the Cotton Bowl is played at the Texas State Fair. And I don't watch football, so I didn't connect the dots that Cotton Bowl and the day we're going to go. Market is open on Monday? No. Hang on a second. I gotta Google this. I'm pretty sure it's not. The market will be open on October 10th. Wow, this is news to me. Huh. I was mistaken. So, thank you, Donna. I appreciate that. I had no idea. I know, like, all of the banks and everything are closed. I thought they all worked on the same calendar, so, Isaac, good to see you. Thank you again, Donna. Dr. Sinclair. Ernie, what's up? It's a bank holiday. Okay. It's probably going to be really, really light trading that day as well, if I had to guess. So let's... Man, I wasn't even planning on working on Monday. Let's do this. Let's plan on tomorrow there being a 50-50 chance on the Discord if we are going to go... not have a trading room. I will still have April send out a text message to let you guys know either way. In the text message, it'll just say, you know, check Discord for updates. Monday, like I say, I wasn't planning on doing anything Monday, so I'm going to take Monday off. Donna, I'm going to take Monday off. I hope you don't mind. And I would bet Monday could be one of the least traded days of the year. Because it's a bank holiday, so all of the bank, the institutions, they're not going to be trading that day. And that's what we want as market participants, is liquidity. And when liquidity dries up, it can cause problems. Prices go searching for getting filled. So you're going to see very highs and very lows where the market, Dr. Sinclair and I were talking about this the other day, where there's less liquidity, you're going to see more market movement trying to find those fills. So let's do this. Tomorrow, we will give you an update on if we are going to be live. Probably not, if I had to guess. That's 51%. 51%. But we'll still text with the plan. Then Monday, just plan on being off. Monday, plan on taking the day off. Enjoy the holiday weekend, because, like I say, I wasn't planning on working. I told April and Rudes not to work on Monday. So, yeah, don't work on Monday. All right, let's do this. Like I say, no day trades today, but our friend Victor came. Let's move into our market analysis. Just a second here. There it is. Okay. Welcome to the 10-Minute Trading Room. This is how to trade only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now with our 10 minutes to freedom strategy, always starts with the market. Let me see the 10 under the 20 with price under the 50 to continue in the, had to pull this out of the closet today, continue in the bear market like Superman, right? Like, oh, bear market. Nah. All right, so we do have on the daily chart, let's go to that real quick. The 10 is the blue line, the 20 is the black line, the 50 is the red line. As you can see, everything's continuing to point south. I think yesterday we talked about we may have some resistance area at the 20 EMA. We'll see. So this is bearish. Now let's look at the MMFI. It's exactly 25.0% right now. So that means 75% of the 75% of the stocks in the market are bearish. And lastly, FinClub actually was a green day today. This does glitch out on occasion. If it doesn't have our green light at the top, all you got to do is look at the results. And if they pass, that's a green day, hands down. So that makes today a... Well, this is bearish, this is bearish, this is bullish. So that makes today a defensive day. We're already in the market with DWAC, but we're not adding to new positions. Joran, good to see you, my friend. Already in the market, not adding any new positions. So let's take a look at DWAC, which was the only one we had on. Now, if you remember yesterday, we put this on. The break even on this trade was 1741. Currently, it's at 1743. I will be 100% transparent with you. I want to get out of this trade. I want to get out of this trade. We could probably sit around here and it might come back down under 1741. But the plan was always, if you remember, the plan when we have golden spreads is close it if it's beyond the break-even point, which it is right now. The main reason I want to get out of this trade, which I don't know how this passed through my scanners, was that the average volume on this is not what I expected it to be. I was playing around on some intraday charts, and if you go down into intraday charts and you look at a stock that it's very illiquid, this is what you find. This doesn't look like the SPY. Let me show you the difference. See all these bars, right? See all the movement, how they all connect to each other? You go to DWAC, and this is what tipped me off today that something wasn't right. Do you see the gaps like that where it's not surrounded by anything? Remember what I said at the top of the trading room here. When there's low liquidity, it has to move farther to get fills. We don't want that. Joran just nailed it right there. Good to see you, Joran. Super illiquid. I didn't know that. I don't know how this passed through my scanners yesterday. Even the fact that it is part of our strategy to have at least a million shares traded daily, this does not. I was even looking it up earlier on CNBC, just because that's a decent place anybody can access. Just go to DWAC. The 10-day average volume is 0.77 shares. So close to a million shares. I don't know how this passed, because the relative strength scanner should have knocked that out. So what I want to do is go in the dashboard data pull, and I want to see what went wrong, because it shouldn't have pulled through. Oh, because yesterday alone, I see it. Listen, as you guys know, I'm a nerd, and I'm a certified nerd because I have a Excel certification. So hear me out here. This one cell somehow pulled through at over a million shares. So yesterday it clicked and said it had enough volume. Whereas you look at the average volume over the last, I don't know, how many periods is that? Seven periods, the average volume is about 600,000. So this shouldn't have pulled through. So with that being said, I have two reasons that I want to close this trade. So I want to do that now. I'm not even going to try and salvage it. I just want to get out. This is not, and here's a great thing, right? Here's a great lesson. This was a trading error. This was a trading error in a system breakdown, right? Yesterday it was over 1 million shares, but the average really isn't over 1 million. So I need to go in and I need to update my systems to make sure that that doesn't happen again. Clearly it's going to be easy. It's just a formula. But the real takeaway here is that when you have a trading error, what do you need to do? Exit the trade. Yes, Jorn, it should have been average volume. The one day that it peaked over 1 million, it clicked in. So yeah, here's the game plan. I'm going to make these changes, and then I need you guys to download a new version of the Relative Strength Scanner. All you'd have to go is in the members area, go to Relative Strength Scanner, click this button right here, and it'll copy it straight into your Google Drive. So easy as could be. But yeah, it was, you know, did it do everything that I asked it to? Did it fit everything except for one piece? Yes. That's why it pulled through. So, like I say, I'm going to go update my system. It'll never happen again. But please do download a new version here in about 10 minutes after we get done. And then, like I say, I have every reason in the world to exit this trade and not keep it. So that's the plan. Does that make sense to everybody? Right? Could we keep it on? For sure. It's only 2 pennies off. Do I feel confident keeping it on when I see the liquidity going off like that? This is a great example of what penny stocks look like. We don't trade penny stocks. Everything we trade has a minimum of $15. I did build that into the Relative Strength Scanner. When you trade penny stocks, I've never done it, but I've heard horror stories of people who get in because they're excited, they got an amazing price, and then they cannot get out. And you know what, penny stocks are buying, you know, thousands and thousands of shares, more than they ever should be if they had risk control. And then they just like cry as they cannot get an exit, which I hope is not the case for us. So let's go work that right now. I want to get out. All right, so first we're going to work the Broken Wing Butterfly, which expires tomorrow. It's 2 times the 17, 1 times the 16.5, 1 times the 19. Now, I want to get out of this as best as I can. Let's see if I can. What did we get filled at this yesterday for? 17 cents. Okay. If we get out at 24, that's only a 7 cent loss per contract. That's nothing. All right, that's working. I'm gonna bump it up to 30 to see if I get filled. Not filled at 30. See if I can get filled at 35. All right, I got filled. Let me tell you the fill price. Actual fill price was 35. Ugh. See what I mean? When it's liquidity, you have to move to the market. Sorry, let me make it bigger. Closed, moving on. No doubt, my dude. No doubt. And DWAC on. Okay, so to recap, closed trade number one, closed DWAC Broken Wing Butterfly at 0.35. It. And then let's close the long put . So this is the October 21st 20 puts. All right, see where I can get filled. Out at 330. Ugh. Just an annoying trade. But you know what? That is something that happens with trading. I'm going to make the change so it never happens again. In fact, I think I saw a tweet from Mark that came through earlier today even that says, you know what? Review your losses like I always do. Take note of what happens. Learn from it. And then if there's systems involved, clearly update your system so it doesn't happen again. So that one definitely was not a beautiful trade, but moving on from it. All right. Let me just type this in real quick. Trade number two, close DWAC long put at 330. Okay. I'm annoyed. I'm irritated. I'm a little embarrassed because that shouldn't have happened. But at the same time, like Ernie's saying, close, move on. Yorn's out. Yorn did better than me. Everybody does better than me. Everybody ends up better than me. Okay, very cool. So with that being said, today being a defensive day, we're out, back to cash. The plan for tomorrow, just taking a look at this. The plan for tomorrow, I'm just going to call it, since we're back to cash. The plan for tomorrow is a transition day, all the way in cash right now. We'll continue to be all the way in cash tomorrow. We can still chat on Discord, but I'm not even going to stress about us meeting tomorrow, especially before a long bank holiday weekend, which for some reason does not include the market. And then also on Monday, plan on that being a transition day, and then coming fresh Tuesday into the market. But that way you can enjoy your long weekend as well. So let's make that our plan. And also, let's make our final thoughts. Ooh, this is actually really perfect for today. Julian Kumar, great, great, great account to follow. Blog Julian Kumar. You can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of reality. Ooh, that's a good one. You know, recently we've been talking our final thoughts about how, personally myself, I could recount 100 times where I put on a trade and I just stare at it like a deer in the headlights, right? But that was before I really knew how to execute trades. And I know plenty of people do that. And I bet you know people who have had in 2022 this exact thing, right? They realize, oh, all their trades were bad. All their trades were a mistake. All their trades are not working out for them. And so instead of, you know, being defensive, being smart about it, they just don't open their brokerage account anymore. You probably know people that are like that right now. I'm just not going to look at this anymore. Mark has an incredible quote about how somebody who doesn't understand risk goes from a short-term trader into a long-term investor. And that long-term investor never makes their money back. And yeah, that's exactly this, right? You can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of reality. So bringing that back to what happened today, I could ignore the fact that my relative strength scanner had an issue, but I can't ignore the fact that it caused a problem for me. And it caused a problem that I'm not going to let happen again. So I'm not going to ignore that. I'm going to take care of it. All right, so that concludes today's trading room. As you saw, actual trading took 15 seconds. It was DWAC taking a look at that and saying, you know what, this is not the trade I want to have on, and getting out. So that is legitimately the only trade that we're making today, which is why trading can be as fast as that. So, like I say, I'm going to make a change to Relative Strength Scanner. I'll let you know on the Discord when it's ready, and you can download a new version of it. It's not going to take me long. And then tomorrow, plan on a transition day. Don't do anything. Just enjoy a long weekend. Monday as well, enjoy a long weekend. And then we'll meet back here on Tuesday. Thank you all so much. I hope you have a fantastic long weekend. I'll see you back here on Tuesday. Talk soon. Hey, don't forget, before you head out, head to secretinvestingbook.com right now to get your free copy of The Secret Investing Book. This is how to finally get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. And it has 13 of the secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. And I want to send this to you for free today. Just help me by covering shipping. And the way you can do that is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. That's secretinvestingbook.com. And I'll ship this out for you right away. Thanks so much. I'll see you there.